wrapping up Simin Reish Ches and starting Reish Tes. So the Mechaber writes, Lo yichal ala safek shum tosefes bibirchas mein shalosh afal pishen emosif shem malchus. It's really hard to figure out what this Trumas Hadeshen is saying by the words of the Mechaber. So here we have an addition in our Shulchan Aruch that spells out what's the case that the Mechaber is talking about. In Yoredeya, when you have parentheses, it's not the Ramah, it's usually the Shach. That's why there's a big question. But I found a few times, I've been Amel lately more in Yoredeya than in Arachayim. This is learning with you on the fly. But in Yoredeya, I've noticed quite a few times that's the Shach that adds the parentheses. Okay, who added the parentheses here? So we need to leave for people who are learning more Be'iyun Arachayim. Either way, says the parentheses, Pirush, what's the case that the Mechaber is talking about? Kegoin sheshos maske shesafik im berchosar al gefen ober nefashos. If you have a mashke, that you have a suffik, whether the bracha achrona is al gefen or ber nefashos, lo yoichal dover shebechosar ber nefashos rabbis, v'dover shebechosar al eitz, v'yichlo imo gamken al gefen al priyagafen misafik. So suggestion was, as the Mishnah Berurah says, you have to say that there was no more wine. And now you had a suffix of whether you're supposed to make, this is a drink. You know, we've learned earlier all the way, tomorrow we have a Bechina Meretz Hashem from the Deir Shu. So all the way in the beginning of Simen Reish Beis, which probably towards the beginning of the Bechina, is the halachas of what qualifies as a hagefen and what qualifies as bernefashos, particularly wine that's highly diluted. So we learned that the halach is a 1/6 wine is already, according to most, is enough to give it a bar priagafen. So whatever reason you had a suffik, either that being the suffik or another suffik, so now you got a suffik bracha achreina, and now you don't know which what you're supposed to do in terms of bracha achronas. And you don't have more wine to drink. If you had more wine to drink, so then it would be easy. So what you would do is you would drink wine, and then you would have a shahakel, and then you would make a bar nefashos. But here you didn't have that. So now what you have is, you have all eights. So suggestion being now, to say, bracha achas mein shalosh, the shivas haminim, not stam an apple, but one of the shivas haminim, and then also to have a bar nefashos, that would be the suggestion. So says the Mechaber, now we're ready to read the Mechaber and understand what the Mechaber says. Lo yichal ala safik shum tosefes bebirchas mein shalosh afal pi shein moitzav shein malchus. Don't include, if you know that you have to make an ala eitz because you had an olive, so then in such a case, fine, you're going to make an ala eitz, but now you can't include the ala gefen val pri agafen b'toras safik. It's not acceptable. What is the reason for that? Maybe, why not? What should be the problem with that? So the Mishnah Berurah says halfway through Sivkatan Pei, first where in line is the Aser, Vatam de Aser, Deshem Birchaso Bar Nefashos Rabos. Maybe the correct bracha on this drink was not ala gefen, but rather is a bar nefashos. Vein shach boy shem gefen klal, umutiv shalol lahazkir klal. Something along the lines of Suffolk Brachos Lahakel, better not to mention it at all. And biyotze with the bari nefashos, as opposed to adding misafek the al hagefen. The Mishnah Berurah adds from the Taz and Sifkatan Pebez that all that is in regards to lichatchila. That lichatchila you can't do this, and lichatchila what you're going to have to do is either find wine and make a al hagefen, or what you'll do is you'll have to rely on the bar nefashos. But all that is lichatchila, however, b'di'eved, so then in such a case, says the Taz, d'haim sh'yishte mashkezu v'yismoch v'inyin bracha achron smach sh'yichlo achakach besoch shum tosefes. V'inyin di'eved, d'haim sh'kvar shosa mashkezu safek. What happens if you already drank it? Mutav sh'yichlo besochem v'mash yishor b'li bracha achron klal. So the other option, the argument being, would be that you wouldn't even be able to make a bar nefashos at all. You have a safek, mikan, safek, lekan. So the best suggestion, says the Taz, if you've already drunk something with a safek, so then in such a case, then, and you want to biyotze, so then in such a case, that we would say that you're going to make the bracha achrona. Which bracha achrona is the Taz talking about in such a case? So you stop it for a second. So the Be'er Halacha adds a little bit more to what the Mishnah Berurah says and explains that Eina Chanami, according to the Taz, if you found yourself in this predicament when you have a Safek Al HaGefen and you don't have any more wine to drink, any clear wine to drink, so then in such a case, clear meaning that's obvious that we get an Al HaGefen, so then in such a case what you should do is have the olive, it would seem, according to the Be'er Halacha, and make that bracha achrona where you would say al etz va'priyetz, and then as well al gefen val priya gafen. And lichatchila, that shouldn't be done, we saw, because you're not supposed to add according to the mechaber. Okay, simin reish tes. Here we get into some very important halachas of people who make an error in the middle of a bracha. And we start off today, what we're going to do is sif aleph, which will bring us into a very, very basic machlokes rishonim. Basically, it's the Rambam against the rest of the world. And this is going to be a collector's item where even though the Mechaber seems to pass against the Rambam, but because the rest of the world is against it, most Sephardic poskim can't believe that the Mechaber is passing like the Rambam, so they'll say the Mechaber is not passing like the Rambam. Let's take a look and see this halacha bircha safik. Lokach koshal shechar al shamayim. So a person took a kos. Now this happens every once in a while. In camp it happened all the time when people would swipe our drinks. You know, your bunkmate would put something else. If he spiked it, then in such a case he probably doesn't get any bracha at all. But what happens if he switched your drink or for whatever reason he got confused? And what was the case? You thought you were making a bracha on Bar Priya Gafin, and it turns out it was water. Aldas lomer shahakol, v'tov omer bar priya gafen. He thought that he was making a bracha of one thing, and he made something else. Now let's be very specific to the case of the mechaber, leaving aside the spiked drink and camp and so on and so forth. Let's be as precise as possible in the case of the mechaber. So the mechaber says that we're talking about a case where he took a koshel shechar, oshel maim. So the appropriate bracha is going to be shahakol. And he started out making that appropriate bracha, v'tov omar bore priya gafen. And the end he said bore priya gafen. Then ein machzir noso, you don't go back. This is going to be the Shita Sarambam. Mipnei shebisho sheizkir shemu malchul shem yikra bracha lo niskavein elo lebracha rui lo semin. So the Rambam has a fascinating Shita. The Rambam says that even if you say a wrong bracha, in other words, here you said bar priya gafen, it was really water. But when you said the shemu malchus, you had the correct item in mind. Again, this is not the same. We'll get to the camp case eventually. But here, you said the wrong bracha, but you had the right kavana initially. The Rambam holds that you're yotze, even though you said the wrong bracha. V'yesh omrim. Now here, the Ber Hetev spells out from the Magid Mishnah what the Mechaber is doing over here. Again, once again, two Mechabers in a row. They're not so clear what Maran HaMechaber is doing. V'yesh omrim. The Ber Hetev is going to explain that now the Mechaber and the Yesh Omer is going to quote the Shita of the rest of the world. And the rest of the world is going to say that if a person says the wrong bracha, his kavana at the initial stage of the bracha is not going to be important. So that's going to be this V'yesh Omer. V'yesh Omer shim lokach koy shechar o shamayim v'sov shul yayin pasach v'omar al das lomar bor priya gofen v'nisker shu shechar o mayim v'sim shakol yatsa. So what the Yesh Omrim does is gives a case that you are yotze in, and that's going to disagree with the Rambam. So keeping up the way the Ber Hetev sets it up, which is the clearest way to set this up, in a case of where you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, and you thought that it was a shahakol, but you said Bar Priya Gafen, and it turns out it was a shahakol, then the Yesh Omrim would say that the halacha is that you're not yotze. When would you be yotze? Now we could read the actual case of the Yesh Omrim. The Yesh Omrim says that you would be yotze in a case of when you think that it's borei pri hagafen and it's really a shahakol, and then you realize, and then you say shahakol, then you're yotze. Because at the end of the day, there are two chakiras over here. How you look at what you're thinking b'shem Hashem. Number two is whether you get the right bracha out. Now we're going to focus on that the Yesh Omrim say, the most important thing is to get the right bracha out of your mouth. That's the most important thing. V'amevin yavin, there might be a double machlokes between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. Says the Rambam, the koshkin ima yibiyadu yayim v'savar shumayim u'pasach adayta loma shahakol. And the Rambam says, even if you make a mistake when you think the Shem Hashem, Because b'di'evit, if you make a shakal on a geffen, you're also going to be yotze. So certainly, in such a case, you'd be yotze. Now the Dirshu does an amazing job over here. They quote a beautiful hezber from the Aruch HaShulchan. All the Rishonim go ballistic on the Rambam. The Aruch HaShulchan says a beautiful point. The Aruch HaShulchan says that he claims Aruch HaShulchan is the king of making sense of the Shitas HaRishonim and doing Halach L'maisa simultaneously. You could be mefakbik sometimes, what Aruch HaShulchan says, but Aruch HaShulchan, unlike the other poskim, the Aruch HaShulchan always starts developing a Havana in the Shitas HaGemara, in the Shitas HaRishonim, and then he gets the Halach L'maisa. Over here, we have the Halach just thrown out at us. Here and there, the Be'er Halach will develop a Svara. But the Aruch HaShulchan is the king of developing the Svara and then developing Halacha. So here, the Aruch HaShulchan makes sense out of this random machlokes. First of all, the Rambam is extremely difficult, as most of the Rishonim point out. At the end of the day, he got the wrong bracha out of his mouth. How could it possibly be? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Rambam happens to hold that b'di'evid, if a person doesn't say a single word, that if he has kavana lebracha, then he's already yotze. So says the Aruch HaShulchan as follows. When he said the shame, umalchus, he had the appropriate kavanas habracha. So no longer is what he actually says ma'akev. That's going to be the svar of the Ram. Still a big chiddush, but that is going to be the svar of the Ram. I pointed out that what emerges here is a shtikl chiddush lahalacha as well. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Aleph starts out Zeh Das HaRambam, as we pointed out. Avorov Aposkim at Kulam Cholkim. Almost everybody agrees. V'kasu Achronim D'yesh La'aretz, and the Achronim say that this is how one should paskin. So, if you take a look here, there's a discussion whether how Sfardim should be noeg. Because on first glance, this is a case of Stam V'yesh Omer. And Libi Omerli, I did not have time to see the Sfarm of Chacham Avadia Zatzal, but Libi Omerli, that the simple reading of the Mechaber is that the Mechaber actually paskined like the Rambam. That he really was paskin like the Rambam. And I found that it's quoted in the name of the Kaf HaChaim, something along those lines, that the Kaf HaChaim says, Sheyesh lochu shel shitas HaRambam, v'alkei mi she'ira lo dover zeh, lo yoshev l'varech b'fiv, el rak b'libo. If he made such a mistake, that he ultimately said Shahakal, and had in mind that it was Agafen, and it turns out that it was Agafen, he had in mind that it was Agafen when he said Baruch Ato Hashem, so he says then he should only make a bracha again in his mind. In Belibo, which fits in beautifully to what we said from the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Iker is Masha Belibo. That's going to be Shitas HaRambam. And this is what's brought down as well by Rabbi Tzion Abishol Zatzal, as well this position, that that's going to be the Shita of the Mechaber. It's quoted in the name of our grand Rebbe, that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said that Sfardim should be Noeg like the V'yei Shomer. Why? Because I think Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's cheshbon was that Ruba de Ruba of Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. But it would see, if one would follow the general klalim of Stam V'yei Shomerim, Yesh La'ayin Bazeh, obviously, for those of us who are zochet to follow Masorah of Shlomo Zalman, that would be a little bit of a challenge for those who are not Ashkenazim, what they would do. Certainly, many Sephardic posts can say, at the end of the day, we follow simple reading of the Mechaber, Stam V'yei Shomerim, that we follow the step.